Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Teak, we're joined now by a terrific prospect, plays corner, LSU champion. And we had his teammate Justin Jefferson on the other day. Christian Fulton, LSU corner, is with us here on Teak and Tierney as he gets ready for the draft and navigates this crazy time like all of us. Christian, welcome to the show. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
How exciting of a moment is this for you? Obviously, there's a lot of other things going on in our country, in our world right now, but how exciting is this? You're getting ready to take this step. We always love asking these prospects, how exciting is this? It's got to be amazing.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of getting surreal, you know, now that we're less than a month away now. So just kind of trying to soak it in at the moment. But, you know, still a lot of work to be done, you know, until that time comes.
How are you keeping busy right now? I mean, I know you can't really work out with other people, but how are you staying in shape? Because when this thing happens, it's going to seem like it's going to happen quick, and then ultimately – we don't know what pro days or OTAs are going to look like, but how are you? What are you doing right now?
Just trying to make it work for myself. You know, I know they say we can't be in like busy areas, so you know that just so tells me, you know, to go outside, you know, and try to run. I stay by a levee, so I'm running on the levee as much as I can. You know, trying to do at least a little bit of DB work. You know, to stay in tune with things, like you said, for when. You know, like camp and things do come. So just those little things, you know, there's always ways you can make it work.
I don't know if you'll love the reference or get it, but it sounds like you're bringing the Chevy to the levee there, a little Don McLean. That's an old – I have a homework assignment for you, Christian. Don McLean, it's one of the longest songs of all time. Led Zeppelin's got a long one, and Don McLean, American Pie. You just mentioned the levee. That's a prime piece of the song there. So go check that out while you're actually running the levee. Get you inspired, okay?
Nice.
I got you.
So you know what you should do? If I'm you and if I'm the rest of the guys on defense and I'm the guys on offense, obviously I'm talking about your former LSU teammates. Forget about even having – because the pro day is obviously compromised. All I would do is send them a little practice tape. Hey, look at us going up against each other. This guy's going in the first round. That guy's going in the first round. That guy's going in the first round. Look at how I defended them. Your practices must have been incredible.
I'm going to tell you this. That's a great idea. I really might have to do that.
Hey, man. You see?
But yeah, it was definitely was fun, you know. All my 4 years, you know, going up against some great receivers, but this last year in particular was special, you know, going up against guys every day in practice, you know, it just made Saturdays real easy for me, you know. Going against those guys, you know, they're the ultimate competitors. You got Jamar, you know, Justin, but you know, they're great receivers and they give you a lot to work on, you know. They give you a chance to find, you know, your strengths and your weaknesses.
You know, Christian, we talked to Justin yesterday, and you know, he was talking about how the defense at LSU has always been the strong suit. It's something that you guys have always had great pros come from, and there's a lot of pride in that side. But, you know, when you saw this offense start to take off like it did last season, because you were there 4 years, as you mentioned, were you like, it's about time you guys handled your part of the business here?
Definitely. We knew they were going to be a problem springtime. You know, Joe Brady came in the spring and they were clicking off top. You know, I believe like right after the season, Joe had the guys throwing, you know, right after season, even before spring. So they were already in sync by the time they got into spring. And around that time, we knew for sure they were going to be a problem.
So, you know, I'm trying to look at all these prospects here, and it's an interesting draft because we know there's a boatload of wide receivers. We know there's at least the way it's positioned now, and obviously this could change, Christian. It's subjective now, so you never know what somebody's kind of thinking, maybe hiding from competitive sake. Probably four offensive linemen that go in the first round. We know about Okuda. We know about Chase Young. We know about the quarterbacks who are going to go high. Right now, Christian Fulton, if I said, all right, man, where do you realistically expect to get drafted? What range are we talking for you?
I would say about 9 to 20. I don't know, 9 to about, I say 9 to 32, because there's a lot of teams, you know, that need corners, you know, with all the moves that's going on right now with free agency. It's a lot of teams, you know, that are looking for corners. So I would say a lot of the guys, including myself, would start going around there at 9 and 32, I would say.
I don't disagree. You're absolutely a first-round talent. That goes without saying. I was curious where you thought, you know, could you slide into the back end of the top 10? And 9 through 32 obviously paints a pretty wide picture. But I want to ask you this directly because you don't get to this point, and my partner lived this. He was a great player in the NFL, as you know. You don't get to this point without being supremely confident. And while you respect others, you obviously fear nobody. But the way it goes is, you know, most people say Okuda is absolutely the first corner going. Why should you go ahead of him?
I mean, like you said, credit his game. You know, he has a great game. But just from a competitive standpoint and, you know, through everything that I've been through that most people may not know, you know, just a fighter, you know, to fight through adversity, you know, passes are going to be given up. But, you know, I feel like I bounce back from those passes that I've given up. I go against great receivers every day in practice. If they want to see that film, they can go watch that. I feel like I showed up every week in the SEC. I feel like I said, I feel like we go against, I feel like I went against, you know, the top five receivers in this year's draft. And, I mean, I feel like there's nobody that put up, you know, over, I'd say, 50 yards on me, you know. So that's just how I feel about it, you know. Like I said, it's a lot of guys in this draft, though, you know, that have a great game to themselves.
It's a good humble perspective. I got you. Christian Fulton is with us here, former LSU cornerback, terrific prospect, first round talent for sure, national champion. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
You know, Christian, you just mentioned, you know, some of the adversity that you went through, and for those that don't know, it was back in 2017 where you were suspended for the season for a drug test irregularity, and you know it's easy to make a mistake like that, but I'm sure that scouts at the combine or even via FaceTime, however they're interacting with you right now, are asking you about those things. What is your response? Because obviously it didn't affect your play once you got back on the field in 18 and 19, but what is your response when people bring that up?
Like you said, just a mistake that I made. You know, being young at that time, I learned a lot from that situation. You know, I had a year and almost 18 months, I believe it was, you know, to reflect on it and learn from that situation. Just trying to show them that, you know, that's not who I am as a person on and off the field, throughout that time. You know, I was still working out with the team, you know, going to practice, going to meetings. And I believe that just shows my dedication, you know, to football and just understanding that football can be taken away from me. So I don't take it for granted at all. You know, I'm going 100%, whether that's practice or in a game.
Yeah, and it paid off for you. Obviously, you guys won a national championship, and you in that secondary were a big part of it. You know, now when you think about how, you know, coming through that adversity, you know, winning a national championship and getting ready for this next step into the National Football League, is there anything that you're scared of or worried about? Are you have that confidence, as BT was talking about? I've been through some bad stuff.
Yeah, it kind of going through all those things kind of, and once you see that you overcome those things, you know, you kind of build a confidence, a strong confidence at the next level, for going into the next level, I should say. But I feel like as far as like talking to the guys that came before me, you know, they kind of, I feel like they're giving me good tips, you know, on what to look out for going into the next level or just things, you know, to be aware of. So I feel like that's really building my confidence even more, you know, just having guys that I can turn to, you know, for help if I need it at the next level.
Chris, you got about 30 seconds here. I just went to CBSSports.com. Christian Fulton, LSU corner, terrific talent, first rounder, obviously. And I wanted to see where CBS was placing you in the mock draft here. And I've got two pundits putting you at number 19 going to the Raiders. I'm sure you wouldn't mind playing for the Vegas Raiders. That would be pretty sick. And another at 25 to the Vikings, a terrific franchise. Listen, it's a blessing to get drafted anywhere. But if you had a choice, where would you who would you love to truly play for?
I'm gonna just say the home team, New Orleans Saints. You know, just growing up, you know, watching them, being a Saints fan, you know, it's always fun to play for the home team. You know, just being from New Orleans, going to LSU, so I'm sure it'd be a great thing for me. And you know, obviously, a family, I love it.
It's awesome, dude. Listen, you know, enjoy the ride. It's an unconventional ride this year's draft, but a tremendous career, a tremendous team accomplishment, and now the individual recognition comes for sure. Christian Fulton, LSU, great having you on, buddy. Stay healthy and enjoy the draft process for sure.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that. Thank y'all for having me again.
All right, get to that Levy, man.
Good luck, man.
Get to the Chevy to Levy.
Yes,
the Levy was dry. Just don't be drinking too much whiskey and rye. You got to stay in shape.
Yeah, don't take the whiskey with you. Don't take the whiskey with you, Christian.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.